News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Irish people are more positive about immigration from European countries than from further afield. That's according to a new study from the ESRI. Fiona Hurley, NASC chief executive, joins us now. Fiona, there's a little bit of a good refugee, bad refugee narrative coming out of this survey.
Thanks for that. Yeah, it's a really timely, really interesting report from the ESRI. And I think the important thing to take from it is that the overarching trend over the past decade has been one just of increased positivity. So there is a belief amongst immigrants to Ireland that immigrants are enhancing the cultural and economic fabric of our society. And I think...
finish your point.
I think that there is an appreciation for diversity and that some of the findings in the report are kind of reflective of what we're seeing on the ground. So there are thousands of people across the country, kind of quietly volunteering, people who are, you know, either hosting refugees in their homes, they're becoming involved in some way in welcoming newcomers to their area. And I think that's the quiet majority. That's, you know, that is the 80 to 90% of people who are supportive.
Yeah. And look, obviously the glass is more than half full here, and that's quite clear. But there are a number of signals that we can't ignore either. Positivity about immigration has declined in the second half of 2023. People in Ireland are more comfortable with having European migrants in their everyday life than they are, say, about Ukrainian refugees, and they're even less comfortable with asylum seekers. There is a trend here that we can't ignore.
Yeah, and I think that when we're looking at those numbers, we still have to remember that 76% of people are supportive of people who are seeking asylum. But yes, there are really valid concerns at the moment around access to housing, access to healthcare, affordability. These are huge challenges for Ireland. These are structural challenges that existed long before the increase in numbers. I mean, I think for anyone in their 20s, 30s or 40s, like you can't remember a time when housing hasn't been an issue or when access to healthcare and hospital waiting lists haven't been an issue. And I think the majority of people recognise that. But at the moment, asylum seekers, and we're looking at the scenes that are on the streets in Dublin with street homelessness, it's very visible. And I think people are concerned.
OK, it would seem immigration is now one of the, alongside housing, is now an issue of concern, one of the key issues of concern for people. Is that reflected in this survey, do you think, or is that something you've picked up on?
So the survey has picked that up, and I think people are concerned about the government handling of immigration and of, you know, how people are being treated when they come here. I mean, we have seen a huge surge in news stories over the last 18 months in particular. But it's interesting as well, you know, like research has found that oftentimes, you know, we can see a lot of media coverage and news coverage of like local resistance when centres open.
Yeah.
But that kind of creates this widespread perception of that there is like a huge amount of resistance within the country. But that's actually not necessarily reflective
is
of what
not?
Public opinion actually
is. Is it not? Because there seems to have been an awful lot of those stories in the first few months of 2024.
Yeah.
And it would seem that anywhere there was a centre being set up, there was local opposition.
But there's also huge local support as well. There's often less visible. So you have, I think anywhere where there are protests, you also have people in those communities who are coming out and who are welcoming, who are going into the centres when they're established.
Yeah.
To, you know, drop off food.
Like sorry to cut across. We had a poll, an Amoric poll in January. 73% of people said immigration is too high.
But when we talk about immigration, we are sometimes forget that there are people who are working in our hospitals, in our
I absolutely agree with you. I'm not saying I endorse that finding. I'm just saying that is that's a feeling that's out there, that people think immigration is too high.
And we do have work to do around, I think, you know, ensuring that the public are like more aware of what immigration and the benefits that immigration brings. And it's interesting, you know, that poll came out, but this, you know, this survey, and this is a very extensive survey, seems to suggest that there is a more of a positive attitude than that one might reflect. So I do think there is a need for further research as well. And we do need to be looking at greater integration initiatives as well.
Okay.
You know, research in general has found that when people are interacting closely with people from a migrant background, if they're friends, if they're part of their, become part of their families, then they have more of a positive attitude.
Okay.
So we do need
all
to
right,
look at how we create those spaces.
Fiona Hurley, Chief Executive of NASC, the Migrant and Refugee Rights Centre. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.